Shachet Vachem Perek Hey Mishnah Hey Zivchei Shami Tzibor Va'ashamos Zivchei Shami Tzibor and Hashamos are Kodesh Kodesh, just like Katos and Olos. Zivchei Shami Tzibor are the Shnei Kivtei Aser, the two Kvasim that are bought on Shavuot are Shami Tzibor. They are the only type of Shami Tzibor. Other types of Shlamim are Shami Yachid, brought by an individual. They are Kachim Kalim, but Shami Tzibor are Kodesh Kachim. Elu Hein Hashamos. The following are the different types of Hashamos. Ashram Gzelos. An ashram that is brought by somebody who has money that belongs to somebody else and takes the shvuah sheker denying that he has the money. When he admits that he does have the money, he must bring an ashram and he also must return the keren, the principal, and a chomesh, an additional fifth. Ashram me'ilos. That is brought by somebody who is moil from hegdish, who benefits a shavah pruta worth from hegdish. Ashram shivcha charufa. A shivcha charufa is a shivcha knanis, who is chesya shivcha knanis, the chesya bat chorin, half freed. And she is mu'edes lo an eved ivri. She is mekudeshet to an eved ivri. Somebody who is vile her, whether he does so b'shogeg or b'mezeh, must bring an ashram. Ashram nazir is brought by another that becomes tamei during his nazirus. Ashram mitzora is brought by a mitzora after he is nisrapi, he is healed from his taras. Ashram talui is brought by somebody who is mesupik, he is in doubt whether he was over an avera in which there is a chiyuv chatzos for. He cannot bring a chata since he does not know for sure that he did the avera. Instead, he brings an ashram talui. And if he would find out after he brought the ashram talui that he did do the avera, he would then bring a chata. Shkitasan batzofon, v'kibo damam v'klisharez batzofon. The shkita of Zifei Shamitibar and Hashamos are on the northern side of the Azara, just like all Kachi Kachim. And the Kabbalah Saddam is done in the klisharez, also on the northern side of the Azara. V'daman ton shtematano shehen arba, the coin would take from the dam and do two matanos on the mizbeach, which really are four. He would do the two matanos on the corners of the mizbeach, one corner diagonally across from the other corner, and that way the matanos adam would be on all four sides of the mizbeach. Menachalim lefanim min haklam lezichrei kuna v'chol maichol liyom belayla ad chatzos. The basar of the zichrei shamitiver and hashemos are eaten by the kohanim inside the klam, the curtain that's around the chaser o'omoid, that would be by the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash it would be eaten inside the Azara. As the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash corresponds to the chaser of the o'omoid in the Mishkan. The basar is eaten by zichrei kuna, kohanim, only the male, and they're eaten b'chol maichol, they can be prepared in any way, as opposed to the pesach, which is eaten only tzli, and they could be eaten the day of the shechita and the following night until midnight, even though Minat Torah could be eaten the whole night. The Chachamim said they can only be eaten until midnight. A korban tzeit and the aisle which is brought by another after he finishes his nazir are kachim kalim. It's not like kachim kachim in which somebody who benefits from it would have to bring a korban me'ila. A kachim kalim, somebody who benefits from it would not have to bring a korban me'ila. Shechitasan b'chol makom ba'azor, the shechita of a tzeit and aisle nazir could be done anywhere in the Azara. It does not have to be done necessarily on the northern side of the Azara like kachim kachim. And the dam for the Toda and the Al-Nazir, the coin, would do Shtei Matanos Shein Arba on the Mizbeach, two Matanos on two diagonally across corners of the Mizbeach, in order that the dam would be on all four sides of the Mizbeach. And the Basar of the Toda and the Al-Nazir could be eaten anywhere inside Yerushalayim, as opposed to Kachi Kachim, which could be eaten only inside the Azara. As by chatzos, which is kachi kachim, the pasuk says it has to be eaten the makom kadosh, which is the azara, as opposed to by shlamim, which is kachim kalim, the pasuk says that it has to be eaten the makom tahir, which is referring to Yerushalayim, which is tahir, as mitzoram cannot come into Yerushalayim. L'chol adam, it could be eaten by anybody. The pasuk could be eaten even by zarim, non-kohanim. L'chol maichol, the pasuk could be prepared in any way. L'yom b'layla ad chatzos, it could be eaten the day of shechita and the following night until midnight. Hamurim mehem kayotze behem. The part that is taken off from the korban to be given to the kohen has the same din as the rest of the korban, that it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Liyom v'layla. The part that is given to the kohen from a korban toda is a chaz of a shok, just like other shlamim, and toda is also considered a shlamim. And in addition, there are bread baked together with the korban toda. There are four types: chalos, rakikin, revucha. These are matzah, and there's also lechamin, which are chametz, and one of each type is given to the kohen. And by the aisle of nazir, the part that is given to the kohen is a chad of a shok, and also the zroah b'sheila, and Chalamata Achas, a rocket, Echad, all these things have the same din as the rest of the korban that they are eaten anywhere in the city, Leon, but Laila. The difference between the part of the korban that is given to the kohen and the rest of the korban is that what is given to the kohen is eaten by the kohenim, their wives, their sons, and their avadim. But zarim, non-kohenim, cannot eat from the part that is given to the kohen.